Get him speaking to Ashley Slater after this.
Friday night, you and your girl scream out to me. Then they hung out, but you came home around. If six of y'all went out, the four of you was pretty cheap. There's only two of you had dinner. I found your credit card receipt.
It's alright, but it's okay. I'm gonna make it anyway. And your man's a family. Don't you take them running back to me. It's alright, but it's okay. I'm gonna make it anyway. Close the door behind you, leave your key. I'd rather be alone than alone
at me. So you can be tough on me. The fall range. And when you look at me, you said it was one of your friends. Down 54th Street. So why did 213 show up on your calendar ID?
Yeah, we've been through all this before. So I won't let you think. But what is it?
What I really want you going out like that. You see, I'm moving on. And I refuse to tell you back. See, all of this time, I thought I had somebody down for me. It turns out, you was making a fool.
Ashley Slater, it's not right. His reworking of the Whitney Houston classic. Delighted to be joining me live on the line from somewhere in Western Andalusia, the man himself, Ashley Slater. Ashley, good afternoon to you.
Hola, buenos dias, España. Como estás, baby?
Now, last time we...
All I can say is I'm glad Whitney's dead, because I'm not sure she'd like that version very much.
Well, you know, hey, I was going to say, where'd you bought that before I did? Because I said, if you heard that something spinning, that was probably Miss Houston somewhere in the fifth dimension, you know what I mean?
I think there's probably... you could hook up a little generator to her coffin now and just light Los Angeles.
It's a different version, if I'll give you that. And you do seem to have hit the bass pedal somewhat, but there you go.
Well, you know, the kids, mate, they all like the bass, don't they?
Well, they do indeed. What you need to do is put a banging donk on it and all that sort of stuff, apparently.
Oh, yeah, I've got I totally forgot about the dock.
Yes.
Donk.
Now listen. Last time we spoke, which, you know, seems... Exactly. Steady, Ash. Last time we spoke, far away my love child. God, imagine that. A nation of small, bald people running around. I can see it now. You were, of course, in Georgia, the country, not the state. And we were...
Correct.
Talking about... And we actually had a great interview because we had Kinchi Cat with us, who were very excited about their new single, which is coming out on the day. We gave it a Spanish exclusive on that day. And, of course, then, to put it mildly, all WhatsApp broke loose. And just fill us in, you know, A, where you've been, and B, what's happened with Kinchi Cat, because they've gone quite massive, haven't they, as well, since this, that, and the other happened.
I'm not sure about massive, but funnily enough, they've actually got a single out today as well. I think, at the moment, I seem to have something I'm involved in out like once a week, like every bloody Friday, there's another single with me having had done sung on it or produced it or written it or so. They've had a number one hit in Chechia, they call it now, don't they? And that's been fun, but I mean, nothing happened. I didn't get any champagne or drugs or anything in the post.
Right, so fair enough.
It was all a bit of a letdown, Giles. To be honest with you, mate, it was all a bit of a disappointment, mate. They've got. I'll send you a little link to their current thing. Basically, old Vlad. Uncle Vlad, well, a lot of people probably don't know this, but the Russians occupy one-fifth of Georgia, and they have a lot of troops, you know, garrisoned there and all that kind of stuff, and there's bits of Georgia you can't even go into. And I just thought, God, really? It's too close. Tbilisi is like a 30-minute drive in a fast tank from where he's got his troops garrisoned. So I was just like, nah, let's get out of here. So I took Grover and because my partner is Spanish, really fantastic person, a woman actually, in case any of because I know what your listeners are like. Well, I always say partner, is that man or woman? What is it, an animal?
I know, I identify as a toaster, as you know, Ash, so yes.
Yeah. Me, mate, I'm the similar, but I'm more of a fridge guy myself. But
it's a Boris Johnson hiding their joke somewhere. But anyway,
yeah, he's in there right now. I just thought, no, I'm not. Especially as I had Grover, my 10-year-old boy, with me, it was like this is not a good place to hang out right now. So we came to Spain and had an absolutely chaotic journey to get here because we had 10 suitcases and all kinds of stuff, my studio equipment and some socks,
yeah,
and all Grover's junk. And then he actually decided to go back to England, stay with his mum, which is fine. I'm very happy for him. Now I'm kind of child free, I think is how they say it these days. And I've just got tons of time to just make music, which is what I'm doing.
And were you familiar? Because you're in the west of Andalusia. You're even, you know, further in. I mean, I pride myself on being in country, but you've gone full native. You're near Huelva, aren't you, or somewhere like that?
That's right. Yeah, we're down at Lantilla, which is about 40 kilometers from Huelva. And I had actually been to Huelva before. I played there with Loose Tubes back in the 80s. When it was still recovering from Franco and all that, I suppose. I don't know.
What, Loose Tubes recovering from Franco or the country?
Yeah, because he was a dictador. He was not a very good band leader. and then we did that. And then I think, because Freak Power used to be really quite big in Spain.
We're huge.
We sold out like 6,000 seat venues. Okay, it's not 60,000. But, and it's weird because we've never been back here with Freak Power. That's... But I guess everybody who likes Fleet Power is probably dead now, so...
I'm still here just clinging on, but that's due to the force of 18 Cafe Solos and whatnot. You should get in touch with the guys and bring... Because, you know, Fleet Power was supposed to be gigging, weren't they?
I still work with them. We did a show at the 100 Club a couple of months ago, and I was really... I was looking out at the audience. I was like, why the hell is everybody so old? And then I realized.
it's going to, yeah, the thing is, it's coming up to sort of the big 3-0 since you know, Drive Through Booty came out, isn't it? That came out in what, in the 90s?
Yeah, next year.
No!
Yeah, that's shocking, isn't it?
No! Oh, that's appalling. I was thinking, well, isn't that always one of the things that when you get to our venerable age that you look at the liner notes of, let's say, there you go, liner notes of something, and you think, oh, that came out about 10 years ago, and then you find it's 27 years ago.
I know. Now is as far away from World War II, sorry, it's as far away from the 80s as the 80s was from World War II.
Yeah, thanks for that, Ash. I'm feeling much better already. But you have kept
it's
yourself
mental, isn't it?
Yeah, you have kept yourself busy though, haven't you? You've been recording furiously, and as you said, if you follow you or stalk you on the socials, there doesn't come a week when, you know, you haven't got a collaboration with something, a reworking or something. Young Rory up there in the UK, he's always tweeting, you know,
actually I'm sitting on a Rory Hoy single that I still haven't got around to releasing. I'm rubbish at the business side, unfortunately. But I need to get that out, actually, before Rory loses his temper, which I've never seen him do. But I think I can be the guy who makes Rory Hoy lose it.
Listen, nobody warns me about Rory, and the first time I interviewed young Rory Hoy, people who are going to be relatively excited to be on the radio show. So nobody warned me about Rory. So I said good morning, Rory, and he said good morning, Spain, and it was 11. Ash, it was basically my ears were still ringing like 5 minutes later. So
he's such a sweetheart, Rory. He's really lovely, and he, you know, he's consistent. He's very productive. Yeah, he's a good guy. So yeah, you're right. I mean, I am busy, and I just found out this week that I'm going to be writing music for a kids' TV series, which is going to be fun. That's always really good fun because you don't have to worry about the snare sound. You know, you just have to make it engaging and interesting. So it's a bit of a dream job, really.
And now that everybody's sort of getting back into, I mean, you know, Glastonbury is opening up today officially, the concert seasons, we got the Hyde Park things coming up, little gigs. I mean, it must be great to be sort of planning out and getting ready to go back on the road again, or at least to be playing some gigs. I mean, the 100 Club must have been great to actually do a gig after all this time.
It was, yeah, it was fun. But I've got to be honest with you, actually, Giles. Somebody asked me the other day, here... We want to form a band with you. And I was like, nah, you're good. I just can't be bothered to sit in a van and drive up and down and sweaty motorways eating rubbish food and playing to empty halls. I've done it now.
But that's enough. That's enough of the romance, Ash. What about the harsh realities of the thing?
It's a mad business being a touring musician. And I did it all the way through the 80s and 90s. And then I started procreating. So I stopped.
Yes.
But I don't really miss it that much. I mean, it's fun to go and do a gig. And I'm going back over to England in August. We're doing a gig at this Way Fest, which is just a small festival in Surrey. But I'm looking forward to it because I see the guys, you know, and all that. And I have got a lovely band. They're so bloody good. And they're people I've been working with, you know, for like 35 years. And when I do, you know, when I'm working in the studio, they're still the guys I send tracks. So I need bass on this. Dale, can you put bass on it? Yeah, woof. Tony Remy, can you put guitar on this? Yeah, woof, done. You know, and they know what I want, and they're always brilliant and tasteful. So it's really nice. I've got my little crew here. So things at the moment, I'm working on this album of covers. It started off with Superfly, which yep. I don't know if you've heard, but I'll make sure you've got that if you don't.
I've got Pusher Man. I mean, or do you mean
Super... Oh, that's what I mean. I started with Pusher Man.
No, because you popped that on the socials one Friday evening, and I was back at my lakeside lair, you know, baiting the cat, and I thought, oh, I'll put this on, and I went, blimey, that's really good. And he's got round the problem of the problemic sort of first word where he drops the N-bomb, which we can't, well, you know, the great Curtis Mayfield did, which you can't do anymore. And I thought that was
you know, especially if you're a honky.
Well, exactly.
And rightly so, you know. But yeah, I will just say dude, you know, that's a word everybody uses, dude. So you say dude in the alley.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then there you go. But yeah, so since then I've done Superfly. I think I sent you that, didn't I?
Indeed.
It's not right. I've done a version of Lovely Day, Bill Withers. Who doesn't like Bill Withers? If you don't like Bill Withers, you're just evil. I'll bet you Boris Johnson hates Bill Withers.
Oh, yeah, completely. He's pretty good. He's pretty got an anti-Bill Withers T-shirt in the fridge.
Definitely. In the fridge with him, yeah, tucked up there, keeping him warm. And then I've done an old country song. It was massive when I was called One Day at a Time.
What? Which not, is really... not One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus. Not that one.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's the very one.
Blimey.
So I've done that. I'm now working on a version of it, because I put a thing on Facebook saying, what should I do? Anybody got any ideas? Because there are a lot of really horrible songs that nobody likes. But somebody suggested I do this Taj Mahal Satisfied and Tickled Too, which is a lovely little thing, you know, it's gentle. So I'm doing a version of that in the style of Bobby McFerrin. So it's with lots of coop, and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, we'll see how that goes.
And how's the electro swing thing going as well?
Well, I think I've just had something out. I'm working with, I'm doing some stuff with Tape 5, Martin. He's a lovely guy. And I've just got a track. I've got a track out, which is doing really well, actually. This with a girl from Los Angeles, Tamela D'Amico, and Wolfgang Lohr, who's like the big kind of one of the big noises in electro swing, and that's done really well. And that's a song called "The Boring Twenties," and that's about, you know, how we were all hyped up for the 20s, and then, you know, oh, sorry, mate, you've got to spend the first 5 years in your house. So it's a song about that. And actually, the kids' TV thing I'm doing is also, they want kind of electro swingish music, which is very weird, but hey, whatever.
But perhaps not a bad thing, because it is, you know, it's getting kids to the idea that there are such things as orchestras and brass ensembles. Because at one point it looks like we were all going to go down the EDM route with, you know, people putting their hands in the air, and there's still kind of that, but it's, you know, waiting for the drop, etc. But it's nice to show to the young folk that there are such things as, you know, as a brass section, a horn section, which many of people
I mean, I'm only doing it for the educational value, child, so I'm certainly not making any money out of it. But you know what? It constantly amazes me, because there's fantastic young players all over the world, and I stumble across them from time to time. I might be doing a teaching or a workshop or whatever, and I'm constantly blown away by really brilliant young players, and I just think, where did you get? Why did you want to do that? But then, you know, I remember bands at school, and that was my sanctuary. Definitely, you know, if you're a bit of a weirdo, band is definitely the right place for you to be hanging out, because all the other weirdos are there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if not, you can end up being a radio presenter. Trust me, sitting in a room and talking to yourself. I mean, if you thought musicians were weird, you should welcome to my world.
Oh, mate, I don't even want to know.
No, you don't.
Because I know how weird musicians are. And if you're going to tell me that radio presenters are like off the scale,
well, we're all
music. No.
We're all wannabe musicians, aren't we? Let's face it. So we never cut the grades, so we had to go back and lurk and lick our wounds and sit here behind a microphone. You see, that's the thing.
Well, I've always wanted to do radio. And I have to say, I have admiration for people who do it, you know, who can just talk endlessly about nothing.
Thank you.
Forever.
Thank you. You're making me swell with pride, Ashley, but thank you very much for that. Talk endlessly about nothing. I believe a move's on the cards as well. You're going to stay in Spain, but you're broadening your horizons in terms of España in general.
Indeed, yeah. We came here because it was super quiet and not dangerous, and, you know, there's like no drugs and no street robberies and no nothing, really.
I haven't been down to see you yet, that's why. Give me half an hour.
Yeah, right. Bring the lot, mate. Bring the street crime and the drugs. And, you know, I'm not dead yet, so I feel like I should be getting involved in something, and I am kind of well-known. You know, I'm not going to say I'm world famous, but I'm known.
Yeah.
And so we're going to move up Barcelona way and kind of see if I can, you know, get involved in anything that's happening up there. Maybe do a bit of university lecturing or something. I don't want to do any regular teaching because I'm too busy, really, luckily.
It's an interesting point. It's an interesting point, isn't it, though? You say that because you're known, because people remember, you know, that single.
Yeah.
You know, that
five. Well, that, and then on the jazz side, you know, the Loose Tears, yeah. and then even Microgroup, which I still meet people. Oh, I saw you guys in, you know, Holland or some random place in 1991, because that's Microgroup was the band that led up to Freak Power.
Yeah.
Because Norman Cook remixed one of our tracks from the first Microgroove album, the only Microgroove album. and then I went to meet him, and I felt really weird. It was like, oh, I feel like I'm, you know, I was a jazz guy at that point. And, you know, if you're a jazz guy, you have to do everything on your own. You have to make it on your own. You have to do everything on your own. You can never play the same note twice.
Chromatic seventh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. And then, so the label said, oh, go and meet Norman. And I felt absolutely weirded out by it all. I was like, what? Hang on. I'm going to down to meet a famous person so that I can be more famous. So it didn't fit well with me. But we stayed in touch, and he got used to my strangeness eventually. And then he remixed a track, a Microgroove track, and then we got in touch, and I used to send him tapes of gigs. Am I going on too much?
Not at all, not at all. You're filling
space. Shut up.
No, I'll tell you how many times I've asked. Don't worry about that.
All right, good. Yeah, I can be the guy who talks endlessly about nothing for a little while. And then I kept sending him tapes for live gigs and stuff, and one day I got a phone call. He said, hi, Ash, it's Norman. I'm sitting in my bathtub listening to tape from your last gig. He said, it's pretty mad. He said, it's somewhere between Blues Brothers and George Clinton, which is a pretty nice thing to say.
I was going to say, that's a nice area to inhabit, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's a bloody brilliant area to inhabit. So, I don't know, then we hung out. And he said, come down, because I'm bored with Beats International. Come down and let's do... I've written some songs for the next Beats International album, but I just don't want to do Beats International anymore. And the first thing we recorded was Turn On Tune In. And it just totally fit. You know, I mean, Lester, who sang in Beats International, had a really high voice. And so I was singing it probably two or three octaves lower than he would. Not that many, I'm just kidding. But an octave lower, at least, than he would have. And it all just came together. And with that, we got signed up to 4th and Broadway and blah, blah, blah. The rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah, well, as soon as your distinctive vocals came across, and what was it, Moonlit? Was it Moonlit Lady? Moonlit Lady, the first track off that album.
Moonbeam Woman.
Moon Lady, that's
and
it.
Made of space. I know, yeah, it was really weird because, like, Norman was telling me exactly how to sing it all the time. And I was like, I know how to sing, mate. Shut up. but you know, it was good. It was a nice experience working with Norman, and I learned a lot about everything, producing and you know, pop music and all kinds of stuff, really. And you know, I've kept going in that scene.
And as the saying goes, there's a level of fame, isn't there? I mean, people go, oh, it's you. You're the guys from that. And it's, you know, rather than, which is quite, so you don't have screaming fans everywhere following you around Western and the City, which would be interesting. I must give you that much.
No, I mean, we never had that. It was really weird, actually, Giles, because I was never Ashley Slater. I was the bold guy from Freak Power, because there was the bold guy from Freak Power, the bold guy from The Christians, and the bold guy from Right Said Fred. None of us had names.
Yes.
We were just bold guys from bands.
You should have got together for the biggest charity single forever, shouldn't you? That would have been amazing.
Yeah, three balls on a something.
On my shirt, but yeah.
I remember I used to say to maybe it was not Fred, but Richard, and say we should get together and make an arse of ourselves. That's a bold guy joke.
I think that Richard is quite capable of doing that by his own dear self sometimes.
I know, and it's a shame because.
Anyway,
we were kind of mates, but yeah. I mean, God, you know, they're well into Brexit, and they were living near Barcelona, weren't they? I think.
Yeah, indeed. And the whole thing, and on the whatever anniversary of that fine date, I've just been following some of the tweets coming out from gov.uk, which have been quite interesting. But anyway, moving swiftly onwards, why don't we? What's the plan? So up to Barcelona, world domination, the normal stuff, taking electric swing and all your other bits and pieces.
Carrying on, Giles. You know, I mean, I just, luckily, you know, money is not a motivation for me. So I am compelled to make music. That's why Jesus or Jesus put me here. So that's what I do, you know. And I've got some other stuff. I've been working with a girl I've known for about 10 years from Odessa, Ukraine, and we've written some absolutely gorgeous songs together. I'll send you a couple of those as well.
Absolutely.
So I'm trying to get that somewhere. You know, a good home. It's hard though, mate. It's really hard. I mean, it's hard. The business has always been hard, and it's still hard.
Indeed, but we're still here, and still just about standing or staggering or clinging onto things, going, what on earth happened? If people want to find out more about what you're up to, where can they follow you, Ash?
Golly,
Facebook.
Well, you can come down to La Antilla and follow me around if you want.
Yeah, saying you're the guy with the monkey. What happened to the monkey?
Yeah. I think we barbecued that at the end of the shoot.
Yeah. I thought you'd strapped him to one of the doom buggies and just dragged him along for a bit, but there you go.
Oh, no. That's far too ISIS for us. I don't know. The monkey didn't like me because the monkey's owner had a fulsome head of hair. And he had been trained to sit on this guy's shoulders and be a monkey and do monkey things.
Yeah.
And then he got on my shoulder. He's like, well, where's the hair, mate?
Where's the hair?
What have you done with the hair? Where's the hair in monkey language? So he was a bit confused. He kind of bit me and, you know, tried to pull my eye out and stuff like that. But I carried on because I'm a professional.
Exactly. Suffering for your... And whatever became of Shia retiring Fat Boy Slim? Where did he end up, I wonder?
I know. I mean, you know, you have one hit and then what happens?
Exactly. I think he's sometimes seen on his own, sort of playing his own songs on Brighton Beach with a few followers. You know, it's quite sad, really.
Yeah, I think he's going to do a small, intimate little gig down there this summer, I think.
300,000 or whatever it was that time in
Brighton. Yeah, I know.
Brighton.
Really annoying. We tried to do a gig in, it was kind of right at the end of COVID when everyone was still a bit nervous, but we tried to do a Freak Power show in Brighton. All I needed to do was sell 200 tickets. No. And then, you know, Norman announces he's doing his gig, and boof, 200,000 tickets out the door.
Yeah, well.
That's just the reality of life, Giles.
But luckily, or twisted, or gay.
Well, I am twisted, but I'm not bitter.
Anyway, if people want to find you, Ashley.
Yeah, I am on Facebook, and I have an Instagram account, which I was using mostly to post pictures of my son and me having an amazing time. But he's gone back to England, so it's just me having an amazing time. I can't post those pictures on Instagram or any other public website.
Yes, indeed. Otherwise, they'll be beating the doors down. Ashley Slater, as always. I'm going to play out with your version of Pusherman because it's bleeding brilliant. And as opposed to the Whitney Houston one, Curtis Mayfield, wherever he is, will be bopping along to it rather than...
Curtis would like it.
I think he would.
I think he would like this one. Absolutely. I am going to send that version of It's Not Right. I'm going to send that to Rodney Jerkins to see what he makes of it. He was the original writer.
I think we should have the phone lines open for that conversation. Ashley Slater, as always, mate, great to speak to you. Welcome back.
Yeah, and you, Charles, and thank you. You know, thanks for showing an interest in my life. I really appreciate it, man. You know, people like you make me want to stay alive.
Yeah, well, we bald so-and-sos must stick together, Ash, as you know. Yeah. For we, as Whitney would have said before you drown her in a bass line, she would have said, I believe the baldies are our future. So there you go. Ashley Slater, as always, thank you so much for your time today.
And you, mate. Thank you so much, and... buenas tardes, España.
I'm the doctor when you need what's a coke and some weed. You know me, I'm your friend, your main boy. Take a thing, I'm the pusher.
Ashley Slater and his version of Pusherman. Rather good, that, isn't it?